Fantasy Rap
with Austin and Ozzy.
Hey everyone, this is Fantasy Rap, and I'm your host, Ozzy.
And I'm your co-host, Austin.
You can find us on fantasyrap.com. That is fantasywrap.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to week 10 of the fantasy season, and we've got...
Sutton
with us. What a joy. And what are we going to do today?
Peace fix.
You said it before. So... Did you watch the game last night?
No.
No? Usually you watch the game.
Ah! Huh.
So, the Raiders played against the Broncos. So, I'm going to let you choose who your dad and I talk about. Who should we talk about? The Broncos. You're on a winning streak.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that they won last night? You didn't know that, did you? Thank you for covering.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Can you say goodbye to everybody?
Bye.
So, as you saw, Sutton picked the Denver Broncos. Ugly game last night.
Yeah, I didn't... I think a lot of people just decided to not tune in and watch it, so...
Yeah. I mean, I had better things to do, which was look at the backs of my eyelids.
Yeah.
Looking at this, you had 143 passes out of Geno Smith and 150 out of Bo Nix.
Mm-hmm.
You had 60 yards rushing out of Genty and 77 out of Dobbins. I mean, no offense.
Yeah.
It was horrible. I mean, Nix was 16 of 28, barely over 50%. 150 yards, one TD, two interceptions.
Yeah, I saw both of the picks were by the same guy, apparently.
Okay.
For the Raiders. So he had a good game.
Yeah. Yeah. well, the defenses must have played well.
Yeah, you could have had,
I think there were seven or eight sacks on Geno Smith.
Yeah, the Broncos defense is, their front line is really, really good. I think I had heard before last night's game, as a team, they had like 40-something sacks.
Wow.
Just as a team, the next closest... I don't remember what team it was, but they had 28. So, yeah, they're doing something right on the defense side because they've been a good defense for the last couple seasons.
And they've been doing all right offensively, but they didn't
last night. They'll have games like this. I mean, Bo Nix is, I'm glad I ended up trading him. I got Nix and I got Tyler Warren back, so...
got Nix?
No, I traded Nix. Yeah, I kept Daniel Jones, and now I've got the Tyler Warren stack. He's notoriously this season, he's been very slow start. I mean, you look at the Giants game where they put up, 33
in the last, in the fourth quarter,
So, I don't know what's going on because some weeks, like I said, they look... a contender, and their defense will carry them in games. But I mean, when you win, what's the final score? It's like 10-7.
10-7.
Against the Raiders. I mean, that's
The Raiders aren't supposed to be that good of a team.
Yeah. So.
And yet, they at least hung with them and actually scored first. And so then moving on, we had Dobbins had 18 rushes for 77 yards, and then one catch for 7 yards. I mean, just up and down. If you've only got 220 or so yards of offense, there's just not much going on.
Yeah.
Bryant was one catch on two targets for 43 yards. Mm-hmm. Tony Franklin, why do I keep calling him Tony? Troy Franklin has pretty much surpassed Sutton as the top target on that team.
Yep.
5 catches on 9 targets, 40 yards, and the only touchdown, where Sutton was 3 catches, 4 targets, 24 yards. I mean, go ahead.
At the trade deadline, was there any wide receivers that were moved? I feel like it was just running backs, not running backs.
No, mostly cornerbacks and defensive linemen. And
yeah, I feel like there was. Well, my. Jacoby Myers and Rashid Shaheed. I'm kind of surprised that Denver didn't go out and try. You know,
at least why? I mean, they've still got Mims and they've got.
None of these guys. They're kind of like Green Bay, they feel like, where they're. You know, I mean, Cortland Sutton can be in a game, can be a top, a top receiver.
Yeah.
Can be. He's shown it before. He can do it. But for whatever reason this year, it's just not training. I mean, he did catch last year. He was really good fantasy-wise, but he got so many touchdowns.
Was targeted ton of times last year. He must be getting... drawing the main coverage and just not getting open or something, or Nix isn't looking his way as much because he went to college with Franklin. Tony.
Franklin. I mean, and Pat Bryant's been getting a little more involved over the last, I mean, only two targets, but again, in a down, really down game. I mean, Nix only threw the, say only, but only 28 passing attempts is feels low, especially for that low scoring of a game, but like I said, Denver, they can have weeks like this where the offense just looks absolutely horrible and Bo Nix looks bad, and obviously it hurts everybody else. So
yep. Hey everybody, we're back. We've got our picks of the week.
Mm-hmm.
So CBS says that the top five QBs are Josh Allen, Caleb Williams, Justin Herbert, Baker Mayfield, and Jared Goff. I'm going to go Lamar Jackson at Minnesota. Had a decent, but...
Oh, your picks are all... They feel like cheating. Oh. They feel like cheating.
Why?
But, I mean, you won't see the rest of them, but it feels like cheating.
Well, none of these were selected.
I know.
I mean, I don't quite get it.
CBS.
I don't know why a Lamar Jackson versus Minnesota after a decent comeback last week...
Mm-hmm.
Isn't, Minnesota's defense is not that good.
Yeah.
So.
Haven't been that good in a couple weeks.
Right. So, it's possible that he puts up a decent number.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Probably.
You're just mad because I get to pick before you.
That's true. Yeah, I'm retired and I'm at work and,
I put all the stuff together.
That's true.
So I get to choose.
Yeah, I mean, Lamar, that's no brainer if you're able to pick him as your start. I mean, he looked great in the game last week. And, and against Minnesota, that's one where if McCarthy can, he didn't, like we talked about, he didn't have a whole lot of yardage, but he had the touchdowns. He was very efficient
with
his passes.
Right.
But
it could turn into an interesting game.
It could, but Baltimore's defense has been playing much better the last 2 weeks than they were previous. If McCarthy comes out and has a rookie game, game, it could get out of hand fast, and you're going to see Derrick Henry with, 30 touches. So,
And, of course, I'm playing J.J. McCarthy in one of my leagues because, I don't have a choice.
Yeah.
Mahomes is on bye, so I had to pick up in a 16-team league.
Yeah.
Anyone I could.
Yeah.
I picked him up last week.
We started Davis Mills this week.
No.
So, my start's going to be Matt Stafford.
That was my second choice.
Yep. Yeah. Against San Francisco. The San Francisco defense has been kind of bottom of the league against the pass, and Puka's good to go, so it's like he'll be full go. And obviously, Devontae's been very good this year, catching a lot of touchdowns.
And I see you have Devontae.
Yep, I stacked.
He was my other choice for that too.
Yeah, he stacked. I mean, it's very frustrating having Kyren Williams on on both Yahoo leagues when they get down to the inside the 3 yard line and they throw touchdowns. Instead of hand it off to a guy who had had a 15 game streak of a touchdown, very frustrating. But it is what it is. Devontae's always been really, really good around the goal line, and they're using that to their advantage. So, Stafford, Devontae, Puka this week are they're all gonna have huge games.
Yeah.
So
I agree. Yeah, that should be a. Which is interesting that we talk about it like that, because San Francisco used to be known for their defense.
Yeah, well, when you have to sacrifice a player every week to keep, you know, whatever crossroads deal Christian McCaffrey made this year to stay healthy, you can start running out of people.
I guess.
I mean, his own brother broke his, not even on the team, had to sacrifice him so
broke
he could
his
stay
collarbone.
Healthy.
Yeah, yeah. I hear you. Well, and there have been a ton of injuries this year. Mm-hmm. Big injuries. And, you know, it's surprising that one of them hasn't been McCaffrey.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
last year he played, a game and a half?
Yeah, the usage he's had this season, you know. I mean, and again, San Fran's, they're winning games.
Yeah. And it's, well, and they've had.
And then with Mac Jones. And,
right. And know. They've had really no receiving. Mm-hmm. Kittle's been out. Ayuk has been injured. You know, they just.
Jennings has been in and out.
In and out.
Pearsall hasn't hardly played this season.
So it's just one of those, you know, they almost have to rely on him to have any chance.
Yep.
So moving on, we have our running backs, Jonathan Taylor. Gee, there's no question. Christian McCaffrey, James Cook, Jahmyr Gibbs, Devon Achane. I'm going to go with Rico Dowdle versus New Orleans since he is now without an injury designation.
Yeah, good to go.
Which is sad for me because I've got Chuba Hubbard in my 32-year league. So, but Rico should run wild against them if he's truly in decent shape.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he made the Green Bay defense look horrible.
Yeah.
You know, last week, and that's kind of been our MO this season, has been being very good against the run.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, he's
And he had back-to-back 200-plus yard games.
I mean, the biggest chip you could have on your shoulder after the Cowboys let him go, you know, let him walk.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then they bring in Javonte, who has had a good season.
Right.
But, you know, he's like, you know, I rushed for over 1,000 last year, a handful of touchdowns, and you guys let me walk for, you know, a guy who was, I mean, really, Javonte was horrible in Denver last year.
Well, returning from an injury.
I thought that was his second year removed.
Maybe it was.
You know,
maybe
but
it was.
Either way, I mean, you know, did not look good in Denver last year. So, you know, yeah, he's a little little PO'd and he's playing like it. So,
yep.
So I was going to, it was going to be a confidence start of the week. I was going to go with Henderson against Tampa because Ramondre is out.
Oh, okay.
They ruled him out. Kayshon Boutte has been ruled out.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So, and Tampa, I mean, that's another defense that has been known for their, you know, being good against the run because you got, you know, Vita Vea in the middle there, just, you know,
big man.
Swallowing,
big man.
You know, plugging holes and stuff. So,
swallowing three defenders at
it. Yeah. Yeah. So, I still like Henderson. I am playing him in the main Yahoo league in my flex because it's between Henderson, Parker Washington, or Christian Watson. So if Ramondre's out,
Washington's good. I mean, who was the last one you said?
Parker Washington.
No, the last
Christian
one.
Watson.
Christian Watson.
Yeah.
He's good for at least one long pass.
Yeah, reception. I mean, he's still, you know, he's tagged questionable, but that's because he's still, you know.
But he only gets two catches.
That's the thing. And I mean,
granted, one's 54 yards.
Yes. So to me, it really came down. I picked up Parker Washington, and Brian Thomas Jr. has now been ruled out. But that's a, you know, they're playing Houston, so that's a tough matchup.
Right.
So I'll take Henderson against Tampa. But my true start of the week that I'm going with is Quinshon Judkins against New York, who just sold the two best players on their defense.
Yep. And benched the third.
Who'd they bench?
Quincy Williams.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
Didn't know they benched him.
Yeah. Quincy found out after the two trades that he had been demoted to second string.
Oof, wow. You know, Judkins, you know, I mean, has been really good this year, and they use him a lot, and did he miss the week prior to the bye? He either missed it or got injured early in that game.
I don't remember. I don't recall.
But he's full go, ready to go. He should have a
monster.
I think he's going to have a monster game this week. So.
Yep. Next up, we've got our wide receivers. CBS says Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Puka Nacua, Drake London, Emeka Egbuka. I'm going Justin Jefferson. I don't know why he's not in there, possibly
because
J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, much like, you know, you get the ball to Chase, you get the ball to Justin Jefferson. And I think he's going to have a big game. I mean, they still struggle on coverage.
Yeah, and Baltimore JJ had a good game last day. You know, it wasn't amazing, but it was, right. You know, it was a solid week with JJ. So, you know, I'm sure that's probably, you know, O'Connell's a very smart head coach. So I'm sure that's probably a big emphasis is, you know, get it to your playmakers and you know, especially if Aaron Jones, he's banged up with the AC joint, even if he plays through it, that's going to limit his pass catching.
Did he just do that?
Yeah, that was last week. Yeah. So, but they said it's something that he could potentially play through. So.
And he had actually a very good week last week.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I like that. Like I said, it just feels like cheating with your picks. I mean, we kind of already talked about mine. It's Davante Adams against San Francisco.
Who I was looking at.
Yep. Like I said, used all over the field, you know, in the intermediate, the short, bombs, on the goal line.
A lot inside. Yes. I mean, inside the five, he's got at least a couple touchdowns.
The week where Puka missed, he had three touchdowns, and two of them were from the 1 yard line. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, they use him everywhere. And they're clicking because it's one of those situations where it's, who do you double? Who do you roll coverage to?
Right.
You know,
they're going to make sure that they stop the easy run from 1 yard out.
Yeah.
So if you're going to do that, let's run a pass play.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, just in general, are you going to roll coverage to Puka's side or are you going to roll to Davante? Who are you going to let kill you? Yeah. You know, basically. So that's hard as on a defense to cover. So
it is.
Yeah.
Agreed. Moving on to our tight ends, Tyler Warren, Dalton Kincaid, Aronda Gadsden II, George Kittle, Harold Fannin Jr. I'm going Trey McBride.
He wasn't the top.
I don't know. But
especially with Kyler going on IR.
Yeah.
I mean, which essentially it's just convenient they were able to bench him for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
So.
Well, especially after Coach came out and said, you know, he's our guy. We're going to, and then all of a sudden,
it was a very convenient foot injury. Well, there's some rumor saying that it could get worse if he plays on it.
Yeah.
You know, it's very convenient.
You know, if it's kind of like the Packers, if they want to try out Haversick for the next 4 weeks, I would put our kicker on.
Kyler's the better quarterback than Brissett, but Brissett's the offense runs better with Brissett in Arizona.
Yeah.
So
I'm not a big Kyler fan, but I'm a big Trey.
The upside's there with Kyler because he's got the rushing and stuff. But you know, a lot of the observations with Kyler is that since he got injured those like 2 years ago or whatever, 3 years, he just plays afraid. He won't stand in the pocket. Granted, he can't see.
Right. I mean, when you're 5'2", you can't even see over the little back.
Even when he scrambles, he's looking.
How tall is he?
Kyler, he's got to be at least probably. I mean, it's one of those where like if you watch like the NBA, you look at Steph Curry and you're like, that dude's like 5'10". Steph Curry is almost 6'4".
Yeah.
It's just everybody else is gigantic.
Yeah. They showed that the new. Is it a college basketball player who's 7'9"?
Yeah.
And there was a 6'8" guy standing next to him looking up like, this is what 7'9" looks like when you're 6'8".
Yeah.
6'8"!
Yeah. I saw there's a clip, one of his stretching warm-ups is he palms the basketball and he stands, puts his arm up and holds the ball at the bottom of the rim. And his arm's still bent a little bit, and that's how he stretches his shoulders.
Yeah, I had that problem too. Oh, wait. That's when I lowered it to 7 feet.
On the little tykes.
Exactly. Yeah, I was kneeling at the little tykes. But I expect, you know, at least 10, 12 targets at McBride.
You got a much higher chance of a touchdown with Brissett back there for McBride.
Yeah.
I think, what was it? Last year, McBride had 2 touchdowns. He's had 3. That was all season last year for McBride, was like 2 touchdowns. And then this year, in the 2 weeks that Brissett has played, he's had 3.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, you know, these things just fell to me.
Yeah. Like I said, there's no way McBride shouldn't be the number one on that list.
Right.
But yeah, that Seattle will probably get out to a lead or at least be in the lead most of that game. So they're going to have to throw the ball all over. You know, Marv has been much better since Brissett has been
had a great more week of a threat, last week.
Obviously, so that takes some pressure off of McBride.
Right.
So yeah. I start him going Dallas Goedert against Green Bay.
Because Green Bay is so good at covering tight ends.
Yes. Even when our defense is playing, you know, at an elite level, we're still bad against tight end. And Dallas Goedert, you know, he's, again, they use him all over. You know, he's frustratingly so for the Saquon manager. He had that game a couple weeks ago where they had, like, two of those, like, little shovel pitch passes where he was...
Cut back toward the
in the slot and cut in, and they just pitched it, and he, you know, slipped right in for the touchdown. So, and then he can also post huge yardage games. A couple weeks ago, he had that one where he had like 130 something yards and a touchdown. You know, So he's a big part of their offense. And I don't know for sure if AJ Brown. It sounds like he said he was hoping to play this week.
I think he's in, so, but I don't. Yeah. I don't know that for sure.
Yeah, if he were to miss, obviously that boosts, you know, Devonta Smith and Goddard, but I think that actually helps Goddard more than it helps Smith if AJ Brown misses. So
I agree. Moving on to our love 'em, flip 'em, leave 'em, and I chose Jalen Waddle, Drake London, and AJ Brown. A week or so ago, they were based on points so far in the year, they were pretty much even. Mm-hmm. I don't see them as pretty much even.
No,
I would. Love Drake London.
Mm-hmm.
Has the, well, and the interesting thing here is that AJ Brown has been hurt for what, 3 weeks or so?
Yeah.
Or two in the bye. Or
I thought he only missed one before the bye.
I thought it was two, but I'm not positive, but so I'm loving London. I'm trading, flipping Brown, and I'm leaving Waddle.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, London, you know, obviously we can see what happens when he gets, you know, the majority of targets from Penix is he has monster games.
Like
he had, you know, last week with the three touchdowns.
And he's such a strong receiver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, he's a big guy.
Yep.
Who, I mean, when he puts his hand on the ball, like I had mentioned in a previous one where he had that two touchdown game or whatever, reaches his hand across, and someone goes to swat at it, and you aren't knocking that out of his hand. Mm-hmm. Not easily.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, so he's, you know, and Penix hopefully will continue to get better, you know, if they decide to stick with him next season. Obviously, we saw Kirk Cousins, and it was absolutely horrible, so I think that career is pretty much done. You know, the exception would be if Penix were to get injured and miss a game or two. But yeah, he's him and Bijan are the two guys there. You know, obviously Pitts gets involved, but, you know, London is far and away, you know, the number one receiving option on that team.
Yeah.
So, and then, AJ Brown, I mean, it still holds the trade value, the name.
Right.
Can have the huge games. It's just tough because.
So many miles.
Yep, because Jalen Hurts also sometimes decides he doesn't like to throw the football. So
Or can't.
That's true. So, you know, yeah, a lot of miles there, but Brown still holds that value. And Waddle can have good games, but it's a Tua issue. It's not a Jalen Waddle issue. Well, Tua and the coach, you know, they're just... I think both of those guys are going to be done in Miami after the season, and I think Waddle's going to get stuck there unless he says, "I ain't playing for you. Get me out of here."
And maybe a decent trade comes along, and they pick up a quarterback who can. I mean, it was funny because weren't they
with their record? They might have a good shot at getting one of the top quarterbacks in the draft this year.
True. I do want to mention one thing. Before we go, which was the sad news yesterday about Marshawn Nyland.
Oh, yeah.
It's sad when, you know, someone who we see as having so much potential and so much going for them is having such a hard time.
Yeah, he scored that. He recovered that blocked kick for that touchdown last week against Arizona. You know, so probably one of the highest highs of his life there. And, you know,
but just, you know, I mean, it can be a struggle. Mm-hmm. It really can. Yeah. So, you know, our condolences to the family, mm-hmm. and hopefully, you know, it would be nice if people would reach out, say, "Hey, man, I'm having problems. Give me a hand. Help me out." Yeah. Whatever it is, you know, just call your friends, whatever it takes. So,
mm-hmm.
otherwise, that's all we've got for this week. I'm Ozzy.
And I'm Austin.
Have a great week.
See you.